Hi, welcome to The Stallion Scoop. We're your hosts, Mia Jones
and Gavin Aiken, and this is your number one source for all San Juan Hills sports.
This week, we're talking about March Madness. It's here. It's finally here.
The round of 64 starts this Thursday, and we've got the brackets and top tips for how to make your own.
So Gavin, who'd you peg for the number one champion?
I think that it's going to be Duke's year this year.
Yeah, I do too, because Duke has not only great talent, they have a great coach, and they really know how to work their plays and depend on their guards. Guard play is key.
I agree, and that plus the hot streak that they're currently on, it just makes a whole equation that seems to equal title gold.
So, Gavin, who'd you peg for your Final Four?
I got Duke, UCLA, Arizona, and Michigan.
Why do you say Michigan? That's interesting.
Well, you have to go back to 2011 with the UConn Huskies. They were a bad team going into their conference tournament as they were only an eighth seed in the Big East. However, they rode a hot streak to win the Big East title, and then they went on to win the NCAA title. And I think the similar thing will happen to Michigan this year.
And why did you say Arizona? Because in the West Championship, I pegged Gonzaga and Arizona to go against each other. And I picked Gonzaga because they're just an overall consistent team, and they only have one loss to a team that wasn't even in the tournament. So why do you think Arizona?
I agree that Gonzaga is a great team, and I do believe that that one loss has come from a great talent. However, they have not played difficult teams this year, in my opinion. The strength of schedule is awful. When you go to Arizona, they've played tough teams in non-conference and conference play, and they have also won their conference championship, and that really does matter.
Yeah, I feel like it does matter. However, historically, I feel that Arizona chokes under pressure. Time and time after again, they never go into the Final Four because of their inexperienced coaching, and they tend to be stuck in that Sweet 16.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the West region, that's for sure. Now, we got five tips here for making your own bracket. Number one, recent performances matter. It doesn't matter how good you were 3 months ago, 2 months ago, or even last month. What matters is how good are you going into the tournament.
Exactly, especially UCLA. While we pegged them for the Final Four, their final loss was to Arizona in the Pac-12 championship. And even though the coach said, quote, they're willing to bounce back, we cannot always rely on that. We have to really build confidence going into the tournament.
Of course.
Also, we have to factor conference champions, especially of major conferences like the Big Ten and ACC. The Duke, we pegged them for the whole entire tournament because their strength of schedule is so intense. ACC is tough competition. If they're able to handle the heat in that conference, they're able to handle the heat in the Final Four.
Yes. And number three, injuries are important. Whether their players are currently injured or they're injury prone, you need to factor that in. Oregon is a great team, and I believe that if they had one of their key players, that they'd definitely be bound for a deep run in the tournament. However, you have to realize with that injury that their team is just not as strong as it once was, and therefore might lose way earlier than expected.
Yeah, and going off of that, coaches are key. Duke, they are a great team, and the reason why they're going to win over Gonzaga, UCLA, possibly Kansas, because they have great coaching. Their coach really knows how to work those players on the court. He knows them like the back of their hand, and because he can mutilate that young talent, he can do anything with the team, you know, and so really experience and humility in the tournament is going to be key.
And finally, it's called March Madness for a reason, okay? There's going to be upsets, so don't be afraid to pick one every once in a while, you know? Like, there's going to be a game or two that's going to break everyone's bracket. So if you have doubts about a big team, you can pick them to lose early because it could easily happen.
Exactly. So we wish you luck in this March Madness, making your brackets. Just remember all of these top tips, and we'll see you later.